Coach, obviously, you know, first question about Kendall Marshall, his first game for you, what do you thought?
You know, he's got a long ways to go. I think he knows that. He's got to figure out the NBA game, when to pass, when to shoot. I think he's trying to get everybody involved. He's not really looking for his shot, and I think they know that, and they're playing off him a lot. So, you know, it's going to take some time for him. I didn't expect him to catch on that quickly. So he'll be fine. He just got to figure out his game and when he has to shoot and when he has to deliver and when he's got to be aggressive and figure all those kind of things out. He's trying to run the team and run the plays. It's a lot for a young point guard to absorb in, you know, 4 or 5 days.
Are you guys emphasizing wanting him to be a little more aggressive, looking for a shot, looking to get to the
rim? You know, I talked to him about it, but I said, I don't want to give him too much. I mean, we've put a lot of plays in 4 days and expect him to run it. So there's a lot of things going through his head. So, you know, it'll come to him. I just want him to get out there and start playing and get involved with the other guys. And he'll figure it out. He's, you know, played basketball his whole life, and he's a smart guy. So he'll figure it out as he gets more experience.
What have you been?
Another guy that's been good for you a few games this summer has been Deshaun Sims. Can you just talk about, you know, his good organization, what your initial impressions of him?
I like Deshaun a lot. He's got great size, real good mid-range shooter, can play the 4 and the 3. Knows how to play, a good passer. I really like him. He's a Michigan guy. I'm a Michigan guy. So, you know, he's played real well for us. So, I like his size.
Yeah, where do you think he's best suited to play, the 3 or the 4?
It's probably a 3. You know, he could play the 4. You know, he's versatile enough. He can step out of the ball. He's but he's quick enough and strong enough where he could, you know, be a 3 also. So I think he played both positions. And, you know, he's an interesting young player.
What did you think of Markieff tonight? Obviously, had an effect on the boards.
Markieff played well. I mean, he played hard. You know, he got a little frustrated, but he, you know, got a lot of rebounds. We went to him often, and, you know, he played hard. And I asked him to be a leader this year in the summer league, and he's done that. I mean, he's taking this very seriously and is showing in his game.
What have you kind of been able to learn in a short amount of time about Kendall in terms of his personality and how he is behind the scenes?
He's a quiet kid. Yeah. You know, he's confident, but he's real quiet. And I think, like I said, I think he's just trying to figure this whole thing out. He's had a lot thrown at him in a short period of time. And, you know, everybody's going to do it their own way. He's a quiet guy, but, you know, he's going to have to be able to not only lead by example, but he's going to have to be out there talking and be more vocal. And like I said, once he gets more comfortable, he'll figure that out.
You're talking about him, it kind of reminds me of the way you guys talked about Goran, his first summer league. See the similarities there?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, anytime there's a point guard that comes in, you expect to run a show, it's tough. And, you know, I expect him to have some growing pains. And I think the biggest thing for him is when he's got to figure out when he's got to look for a shot or when he's got to be aggressive and get his own shot instead of just setting up everybody all the time. So it's going to take a little bit of time.
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.